The theme this year is one that talks about the maybe cross-generational borders or frontiers. So it's looking at a range of films that examine how the different generations interact with each other. And I think this is a fascinating theme because one of the things that's very clear is there are films that we could say define a generation. If any of us were asked to say, like, what is the film of our generation? Very often we'll pick on a film that has its own validity for a whole group of people, but then maybe is ours because we were an age at a particular time or it captured our attention.
What would yours be?
My generation's heart, it's somewhere between Easy Rider and Saturday Night Fever. That's dating myself a little bit, that if we're to take the defining ones, I'm a little later than Easy Rider, which came out in 69, and I was probably a little older by the time Saturday Night Fever came around. And yet that in itself says something about the changing values of generations. I would have to say that maybe one of the things that interests me is very often, if you were to say, what is the film of a generation? It's a film that creates a certain amount of scandal and upset and anger. Because very often what the film will do is it'll reflect a particular aspect of the contemporary youth culture. It'll very often be made to shock and to provoke. It'll use language that we don't like. It'll use images that we don't like. It will be strong and push boundaries, as in a sense we expect maybe from a younger generation. And rightly an older generation, and I now have to put myself firmly in that category, rightly an older generation will want to also mark certain critical comments about it. So we may have perfectly legitimate objections to the language. We may have difficulties with some of the imagery, the way sexuality is presented, the casualness with which maybe even drug use. I think of a film like Trainspotting, which was such a strong film and rightly drew a certain reaction from those of us who are older. But one of the things is we, as well as reading the film or watching the film or interpreting the film literally, we need to see the film as a way into understanding a generation, as something that opens up to us, other than maybe the excesses of that generation, what their worries are, what their concerns are, what the hopes are, what their fears are. And I think if we can get over the shocking language or the deliberately provocative images, the film can also serve to help us to understand the underlying concerns, ambitions, hopes, desires of a generation. And for me, one of the interesting things is to know how, as church maybe, we can learn not simply to judge films in kind of moral terms or in categorical terms of saying what audience they're suitable for or not, but maybe at another level, to watch the film as a privileged way of learning about a generation and also knowing how to respond to that generation. So it's about helping us at times to get over the surface, even though we may legitimately have to criticise the surface, but also at another more profound level, what is it saying to us about a generation, about the concerns, about the difficulties? One thing that fascinates me at the moment is among, say, many of the younger students I was teaching in Ireland until 2 or 3 years ago, many of them were people who were no longer so close to the church or close to religion. And yet their films, this is a generation that probably grew up on Harry Potter, so an interest in magic, graduated to Twilight, so some sort of an interest in the supernatural, goes on then into even seeing some of the stranger borders of fantasy and science. But in all of it, there is something of an openness to something beyond that which we see day in, day out. And okay, there's lots of limits in the way it's expressed and difficulties. But one of the interesting things would be to see, can we see these as ways of beginning to talk to a different generation, use their language, their categories, which open up, I think, things that are fundamentally true of all humans, cross generations, an interest in something more in life, an interest in relationship, an interest in finding meaning and purpose in life. And can we use maybe some of these films to dialogue with them, to talk with them? Not by pretending that there are films, but by taking seriously their culture, by taking seriously their categories and engaging with them. I suppose also that for me is, as somebody who works in communications and as somebody who comes from maybe an academic background, I'm inclined to focus very much on what you might call high culture. So I'm can't say I'm reading all the poets, but I kind of know the better poets and I'm interested in their thought. I know the serious articles, I know the better literature. But maybe you have to realise there's a whole world there of more popular culture where people are living. It might seem to me less profound than the culture I'm inclined to gravitate towards. But I have to realise this is where people are, and this is where people are searching for meaning, are finding their points of reference, and we have to be able to dialogue with that popular culture. And just by coincidence today, there was an interview with Stephen King. Stephen King would probably not be high culture, but he's a very widely read author who is also opening up themes of horror and themes of the supernatural. Interesting, he says there's an appetite for horror because we're living with a generation that has been exposed to so much violence. And that we have to see that their fear of violence expressed sometimes in this horror. So, but he made a point today and he said, one of the things we need to do is not so much focus on what's high culture or what's low culture. He said he doesn't ask himself, who is the author? Who's the big name? He asks, is this a good story? What is a good story, he says. A good story is a story that tells us something about the truth of who we are and the truth of the human condition. I think that's where the church will have an interest in dialoguing with others who are trying to understand the human spirit, the human condition, our situation in the world, and we can open up that dialogue, that discussion through the popular culture. I'm, again, dating myself theologically, but when I studied here, one of the professors that made a huge impression on me was René Laturel, who was a professor at the Gregorian, who had a book called Man and His Problems in the Light of the Gospel. And he said, we have to understand the human condition, understand the anxieties, the upsets, the nervousness, the preoccupations of people, and see those as points of insertion, as places where we can begin to offer them the good news, the liberation that comes from the gospel, the liberation that comes of being assured of God's love and God's closeness. But we need to be able to help them to see their need for God to our understanding of their culture and their ideas.
This particular film festival, the programme, it's not then only made up of Catholic or religious films, is it?
No, no. The film festival is made up of an extraordinary mixture of different films. I think their platform that they're focusing is on some contemporary Russian work that is exploring the changing ways of thinking of different generations of young Russians and what they grew up with and what their hopes and what their expectations in a society that has been going through so much change. It's opening up this debate about what are the common human factors that transcend maybe generational difference. That's a work from a contemporary Russian, Sukharov, I think I may get his name wrong. And that's one of the key parts of the thing. But they're taking what in some ways might seem an eclectic mixture of Italian and international film and uniting them under this theme of trying to understand how different generations confront the same reality. One of the things they have is a quite interesting thing. They're getting different generations of filmmakers, literally, in one case, a mother and son, Ornella Muti and her son, who's an actor, talking about cinema and how their generation used cinema to speak. Then Pupi Avati will be there with his daughter, who's also a filmmaker, confronting this, how people of different generations confront the same thematics in the languages, I suppose, that evolve with time. So it's a fascinating mixture of various types of interventions. There's also an academic conference going side by side with the film festival, where Cardinal Ravasi will be speaking about how different generations see the question of work. Archbishop Celli will be looking at a reality that unfortunately has confronted different generations, that of war, and how cinema of different generations presents the reality of war.
Just one last thing. Is there an award or a prize at the end of the festival?
There have been a number of prizes associated with the festival. There are prizes for different categories. I gather that already one of those prizes has leaked out the name. is that there's a prize also for music and film, the use of music and film, that will go to the musicologist who was involved with the Harry Potter films.
Oh.
De Plast, I think, is the name again. And then this morning there was a presentation to a young Italian actor, Luca Marinelli, who was in the film The Loneliness of Prime Numbers, recently produced here in Italy. And it's a celebration of his ability to articulate the fragileness and the weaknesses and the worries and the concerns of this particular generation of young Italians.